Okay, well, yes, good afternoon. This is Zeph Daniel of the No Religionistas podcast, the Zeph Report, also the Zeph Daniel blogcast, and soon to be broadcasting. We're going to be broadcasting again. I think it's going to be 4 o'clock a.m. Actually, I'm not sure. I think it's 6 o'clock a.m. each Sabbath, Saturday. Saturday morning, we'll be broadcasting worldwide on the KU band satellite and on shortwave. That's coming up soon. And I can't tell you the broadcasting company that we'll be affiliated with, but that is on its way and something that you will, undoubtedly get to be involved with. And so things, we're not doing anything, but it's expanding. So that's all I can tell you. Maybe because of my guest, who's a second time now. This week, Sister Adelaide, you remember her. She has a word, and I have agreed to go ahead and open up the microphone and let her say the word. First, I just have to say that you can get to all of our broadcast and podcasts and everything. Don't worry if it seems like there's a lot of things out there. ZephDaniel.com is the hub. You can get to everything from there, and that's all you have to remember. ZephDanielIsOneWord.com. That's it. And it will go to everything. So, because I know we put out a lot of different broadcasts. That being said, many of you wrote me, and you said to me, you felt a sense of being emboldened. You took the word. You received this word from Sister Adelaide the last time she was here. She is, obviously, has words to give. She has words to share. And I will not interrupt. This is no longer an interview format today. She has a word to impart to you. Antoine, our friend, made a special appointment for this word. And so without further ado, let me introduce once again Sister Adelaide. Hello.
Hello, my dear friends.
You sound great.
Hello.
Yes, I'm going to go ahead and, Sister Adelaide, I'm going to go ahead and let you speak.
Yes.
You have the floor. Go ahead.
All right. Hello, comrades in the faith. I greet you in the name of Jesus. I love you, but he loves you even more. Because of the last days and the battle that the church is about to confront, we need to be very clear and understand the battles and the strategies that we are about to encounter. Because of that, I have confronted many battles myself, and I have been caught in the crossfire of church affairs and God's people. So by that, God has opened my eyes through many teachers and His Holy Spirit in teaching me what the church should be doing and understanding at this crucial time in history. The topic of the message is the supremacy of Christ. We can't get into warfare unless we understand the supremacy of Christ. The scripture is taken from 1 Colossians 15 through 20. I will just read it for you. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created, things in the heaven and on the earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things in the heavens or in the earth, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Now first, Jesus is the image of the Father. He is the firstborn of all creation. He is the creator. He ranks top in authority. He is the beginning and the end. All things hold together by him. We as human beings look forward to events predicted and backwards to what has occurred. But God is past, present and future in existence. Everything we do or say should connect to God. God can only manifest himself in himself or upon himself. Jesus supersedes all power. Let's look closely at verse 16. Verse 16 says, "For by him all things were created, things in the heaven and on the earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him." So we're going to dissect, what does that mean? Jesus supersedes all powers. Some of the powers are thrones. They are realms of darkness and they are governmental order in the heavenly realms of darkness. But Jesus supersedes that. We're going to define thrones. What is thrones? Thrones are royal seats of dignity. What is royalty? A royal person. What did you when you're royal? A character of state. A sovereign member of royal families, an office of kingship. And because that is so, then Jesus himself is king over all. What is seat? He's seated and he makes us to sit with him in the heavenlies, far above principalities and powers and rulers of darkness and spiritual wickedness in high places. That seat is a place where anything is located, settled, or established, or a post of authority. Jesus is above that. Dignitary, having the right to defer. The enemy sometimes stands in your face, and he's defiant, and he feels he has the right to defer. But you have a right given to you by the Lord, and that is far above that. Powers. What is powers? Powers is a place of rulership, a strong influence to lead legally, a high degree of physical strength and skill. Matthew 24:29, you can look it up and you will see the scriptures it defining that. Ephesians 6:12 and Ephesians 3:9-12. I will read Ephesians 3:9-12 for you and see what it says. It says, And to make plain to everyone to the administration of the mystery which for ages past were kept hidden in God who created all things. His intent was that now through him, the church, the manifold wisdom of God should be made known. To whom? To the rulers and authorities and in the heavenly realm, according to his eternal purpose, which he accomplished in Christ Jesus. In other words, the church will grow and have power in the face of rulers, in the face of principality, in the face of the spirits of darkness. But they can do nothing about it, because that is God's authority. That's God's command, that the church display the mystery in their faces. The key here is that the powers are not on earth, but in the heavenlies. Powers work with principalities, but they are in subjection to them. The energy of a power is beamed outward from itself. The influence broadcast like radio waves, television, or media. You can see that when a news comes over the TV, suddenly people begin to gravitate towards what they hear. They begin to change their mindset and make decisions according to what they hear. No sooner some negative thought comes, the market drops. People just, their money just take a dive, because people are moved sometimes by what they hear. So the enemy is influencing all these waves to play on our minds. Therefore, we must be very careful what we're hearing. If it does not compare to the word, we should reject that. So these days when the media, and let me say also, The media also is your mouth. Your mouth is media. Our mouth can say things that God didn't say and put us in trouble. So watch what our words, watch what we speak. This demonic spirit's job is to create a blanket, a given area with the energy of its particular evil. They are the evil counterparts of the angelic class called virtues. A church may have a particular virtue, ministering through it, such as joy or faith. The same way a power of fear or depression may operate through a degenerated section of tongue. Many people at particular times will struggle with some problems. But there are times all of a sudden you take a note and you see everybody seems to be facing the same situation. This is a spirit angelic counterpart interfering in the atmosphere, causing a depression and a negative spirit just to fall on these people. They influence the whole area. Instead of dealing directly with each person, we should declare the rulership of Christ, the power of his blood that can cause an intensity of the battle to subside. Because what the enemy does, he keep coming at you nonstop. Before an issue, another one, and another one, and another one. He's trying to wear you down so you get so physically drained you're not able to stand. But this is where praise comes in. Praise is the greatest weapon to. It just confuses the enemy. It scatters him because you're praising God regardless of what you're going through. Praise is effective. Praise demolishes strongholds. Powers occupy areas having the power to judge or inflict mind influence. Influential people or build certain negative attitudes, even within the church. They can affect the manner of speech. Sometimes you see your brother, you know, this person or a sister, always speak the word. They're always alert, and all of a sudden you just hear some things coming from their mouth. This is not normal. You know something is operating here. This is the enemy. That's where we back each other up, cover each other up, encourage each other to remind us what God has already said. Principality then. The word means beginning, governmental rule. It is used to describe a class of spiritual being in satanic hierarchy. Principalities rule over powers as well as numerous subcategories of demons. Principalities influence countries, regions within countries, states, cities, and even churches. These are governmental spirits in the system of hell and are the spiritual counterparts of angelicals in the heavens, angelic archangels in heaven, in the heavenlies. They issue assignment and direct local warfare against the church. Jesus is above that. The church can successfully wage war against principalities through Christ, spiritual authority, and the principle of displacement. Now, principalities are not cast out. Sometimes we pray and we are not alert of what we are saying. We lack the knowledge to grasp, and we bind them or we pull them down. We can't do that because God leaves them there. Why did he just bind a third of the angels and left the rest? There is a purpose there. But we rule in their face. We do what God asks us to do in their faces. This is for God to deal with. It's not for us. So don't pull them down or cast them down. For they do not dwell in people. They dwell in the heavenly places. They are displaced. What we do is we displace them. How you do that? In the spirit realm. They are displaced by dominion of Christ in the church. And through the church, those spirits are displaced by the church taking grounds. In natural war, the air war is very easy. You can stay from afar and throw artillery at the many at a distance. But the foot, when you get on the you begin to fight on the ground, face to face. The infantry unit then has to come through the ground to fight. That is where the battle really lies. Because you can win in the air, but on the ground, you look really foolish in the face of the enemy. And how the church fight that is face to face, hand combat. You are closer to your enemy than you ever have been, because they are right there in your face. Now, you cannot displace principalities if the mindset of the people does not change. So the church has to work to change the mindset of the people, to preach to them and spread the news of the gospel. And if you're walking in lies and darkness, they will not listen to you. They will not be displaced. Truth. That's what holds your armor together. It holds the whole armor. And you have to keep on your armor. So if you're not walking in truth, then your armor is not safely holding together. The enemy can penetrate at any moment because your armor is not tightly holding together. You don't walk in darkness, you walk in light. Because the kingdom of God is dominated by light and truth. No. I give you an example. You know, that's why we cannot displace. In Daniel, when he was in bondage and Israel was scattered everywhere, Daniel was seeking God to find out what would happen to Israel in the end. The angel was dispatched at the very instant that he asked God the question. But it took the angel 21 days to cross over to get the message to Daniel. Why didn't God then displace the principality? Because the angel said, I am going back and Michael has to come and help me so I can cross over. They are there legally because the people allow them there. Where people allow the enemy, he is there by legal rights. The mindset of the people has to change. So the enemy then has no foothold to legally hold that ground. World rulers of darkness now. The world rulers of darkness are spiritual entities that on a national scale governs other principalities as well as powers under them. The scope of a world ruler of darkness influences a worldwide. It influences worldwide. The influence of a world ruler of darkness can be observed in temperaments and temperatures and cultures. One of the examples is Job. The enemy can use the weather pattern to destroy. When Job's children were having fun and everything was looking good, the weather just exploded. So sometimes the enemy uses the atmosphere to engage us into battle. And we need to recognize it. The spirit that hit America on 9/11 was a world ruler. Authorities then. Jesus is above world ruler, and he has given us power over that. Authorities. An authority is a legal right to operate that derives from an office of a character and prestige, a weight of testimony, permission, an expert, a book referred to in the witness of statements. There may be statements that is written up against us. There are things that is up against us and we don't even know about. But remember, we said the scripture, he is above all of that, whether things visible or whether things invisible. What is invisible against you, he has given you power over that, because he said he spoiled principalities and he made an open show over them, triumphing over them in his death. So we win. Regardless, we win. And he said so. And he said the devil is defeated. So why do we have to fight a defeated foe? You don't fight a defeated foe. He's defeated. You fight a good fight of faith. He said cast them out, not fight them. Cast them out by his word and the word of faith and the blood. He said, you defeat the enemy by the word of your testimony and the blood of the Lamb. That's how you do it. Now, I'm going to pray. And for you, because there are things in the body that is preventing us from accomplishing all that God wants us to pray. But before I pray, I would like to quote the scripture in 2 Corinthians 10, verses 3 to 5 from the Living Bible. It is true, I am a weak vessel, but I do not use my physical strength to fight spiritual battles. These weapons can break every proud argument against God and every wall that can be built to keep men from finding him. With these weapons, I can capture rebels and bring them back to God and change them into men whose hearts desire to obey Christ. And because of that, I stand and I pray for the world and those that are listening and those of us in the faith. Therefore, in the name of Jesus, we demolish every stronghold, every lofty thing that raises itself above the wisdom and knowledge of God. We pull down every lofty thing. We pull down encompassments of mindset that exalt itself above God. Holy Spirit, take every thought captive to obey Christ. Every plan, every scheme, every device, every plot, spontaneous thoughts and unspontaneous thoughts, temptations that Satan has used to assault believers and unbelievers. We pray that the unbeliever will be shielded from satanic thoughts. We pray for deliverance for those the enemy has dug trenches so that he can keep them in all positions. We declare every prisoner will go free. Father, destroy speculations, for your word is divinely powerful and is charged with weapons of to demolish strongholds. Father, demolish calculative reasonings, natural wisdom and logic, accumulated wisdom and information that are derived from either soulish power or demonic intellect. Demolish philosophies, either by identity or non-identity of persons, be it religion, humanism, atheism, Buddhism, Islamism, Hinduism, racism, intellectualism, Judaism, materialism, roots of rejections, roots of bitterness, roots of perversion, anything that prevents people from receiving truth. Because you said if they are blind, it's because the enemy of the soul has blinded them. So I pray, Holy Spirit, you will rip off that blindness from their eyes and open their eyes to see, either through consciousness or subconsciousness. Strike your light, O God, for you are a consuming fire. Let the soul expression of your radiating light in the face of Jesus shine, for he is the perfect image of you, Father, upholding, guiding, maintaining, propelling all things. To you belong honor and glory and eternal dominion. From you are flashes of bolts of lightning and thunder and earthquake. Uproot the enemy from where he's holding. That will expel the darkness. Overcome the darkness. Represent your goodness, your purity, your power, your energy. For in you was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness could not overtake the light. Arise and shine, O Lord, by your glory. We are changed into your image. We need to see you with an unveiled face. Tear the mask and the distortion that cause our vision to be blurry. Remove every confusion and complications the enemy has co-hosted against us by leading us astray. Oh God, by beguiling us, by bewitching us, oh Father, by patterns of formulas. Shine your light, Lord, and remove the covers so that we may serve you with pure devotion. Oh, Lord, let your light shine by simply obeying you. Light of the Holy Spirit, overpower the darkness. Truth must prevail over hurt. Death has lost its sting in your presence. Though the battle rages and the enemy is engaged in ruthless wars, yet relentless we intercede, standing strong and firm, equipped and aroused for the end time battle. No holes in our armor created by our flesh, our arms locked tight together. We give no space for defeat. We are unmovable, undefeated, unshakable. We stand. We are God's army. He has made us strong and bold. We are worshiping warriors. We raise a war cry. We are gatekeepers. We give a shout to the watchman on the wall. Protect the holy ground as the trumpet sounds the war cry. Arise, ye sons and daughters of Zion, you samurai of the king. Lift up your royal banner. And we win. Victory rings. We will not compromise. We will not give in until the enemy has lost its foothold in every captive soul. We'll go free. We will raise a war cry until the king sits on the throne and rules. Who is the king of glory? The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up you, O the gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, for the king of glory will come in. The Lord of hosts is his name. He is Jesus. The lion of the tribe of Judah has roared. He is our shield. He is our battle. He is our deliverer. He is our salvation. He is King of kings, in whom we conquer. And he has conquered the cross and the grave. He has conquered death. He said, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? For death has been swallowed up in victory. He took the keys and gave them to us. He is the King of glory. We win. We win. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, my brother.
I'm right here.
Yes.
I'm right on the edge here because I'm hearing the whole thing, and I'm with you on everything that you said. Exactly. Amen. That way. You don't mince words. Folks, no. You heard it. You heard Sister Adelaide once again preaching the word without dilution. And it just really flowed, man. Now is the Holy Ghost all over you.
Sometimes I can hardly contain myself.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm on fire right
here. You're on fire, and nothing can get, you're like a lion roaring, and no cage can hold you. And as we say, no. Death, where is thy sting? There is no sting.
No.
We have nothing to be afraid of.
That's right, my brother. We win.
There's nothing to be afraid of. We already win now. We already won.
Of course.
Because
of course
he won, and him we win. Now, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
You know, the Lord in John 6:44 says, you know, unless the Father draws us to the Son, we're not drawn, really, you know?
Yes.
What do you think about the timing of ones? Because when I was giving a word today, I said, look, I can't tell you what you can. Maybe you listen to me. You may listen to Sister Adelaide, but I can't tell you the timing of when you know, you can say yes or you can say, please save me. But I don't know the timing of that consummation. I don't know what God's timing is in someone else's life. I just know when it happened to me.
Yes.
That's it. I don't
That's
know.
True.
I can't.
That's true.
I can't tell someone all you have to do is say, Jesus, I want you, and come up to the front of the church and raise your hand and jump around, do some jumping jacks. You're saved because you said Jesus. I can't say that. That's not true.
No. We don't know that. We take people's words. We have to believe what they say. Mm-hmm. So you take them by their word. That's why he said their fruit will reveal.
Cool.
By their fruits, you know them.
Yes. Okay.
We are not God, and we don't know who's who. But he said, a good tree cannot bring forth bad fruit. Mm. And a bad tree can bring forth good fruit.
But I like this idea of protecting the holy ground, and that where we go is holy ground because we are in Christ, so that would be holy ground.
Oh, yes. That's it.
Yes.
It's he that draws people. He draws when he draws you. Nobody has to tell you that. You know it. Yeah.
You said about drawing those people, the rebellious ones that we have a burden for, and they're out there. They know who they are.
We ask the Holy Spirit to work on them. Go work on them.
Yeah, because I know there's people out there that are being worked on right now, and I feel like just, you know what, I'm going to take the mask off and just go say hello to them.
Yeah. Right.
You know, that's how I feel. Well, it was a very good broadcast today. I really, that's really like a B12 shot of the Holy Spirit right there.
Yeah.
Huge thing. Unbelievable. There's nothing like this in the world. Nothing. There is nothing that compares to Christ. Nothing that compares to the power of the Holy Spirit. Nothing compares to the Word of God. Nothing compares to God and His mystery. Nothing.
Nothing.
When I got
the
call.
It takes the foolishness.
Yeah,
of,
amen.
The foolishness of preaching the gospel.
Amen.
To save a man. That's God's doing.
Absolutely. I want to thank you for being here today, even though I had my signals a little bit confused. It all worked out. I was here right at the moment of the call, and it sounded very good. Sister Adelaide, I just say I want you to stay right there. You've been listening to Sister Adelaide preach the word, and we just had to stand aside and let her go. Nothing could contain her tonight. And so, I'm sure you want a little of what's going on here, just go ahead and take it. You love God, God loves you. Why not just, quit with the foreplay here? Let's get into it. Zeph Daniel here, and I will, see you next time. You just don't know what's going to come from these broadcasts. And like I said, we will be broadcasting on shortwave for you, I think that's a broadcast that goes all the way to Asia. So stay tuned for that. And I will see you next time.